弟兄姊妹，我们请来读一处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a passage in the Bible.
我们读约翰一书。
We're reading 1 John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们读27到28节。
Chapter 2, verses 27 to 28.
约翰一书第二章27、28节。
1 John 2, 27 to 28.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
二十八节，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
Verse 28, Now little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
This is, I will conclude our passage reading for today here.
我们有一个简短的祷告。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
我们读了你宝贵的话语。
We've read your precious word.
但愿虽然简短的两句话。
Although they're just two brief verses.
里面所隐藏许多属灵的奇妙。
But within these two verses, hidden all all sorts of mysteries.
我们求你借着圣灵来开启我们。
And through your spirit, may you open our eyes.
让我们真实能够进入那一个恩膏教训的实际里头。
May you bring us truly into the reality of the anointing of your teaching.
好叫我们能够住在主里面。
So that we may be able to abide in the Lord.
叫我们一生的年日都能够像葡萄树与枝子的关系一样。
So that in our entire life, we may have the relationship with you as the vine is to, the branches to the vine.
我们能够从你那里得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
And just like from the vine, we may receive from you, life and life abundantly.
叫你的名更多的得着荣耀。
And may so that your name may be proclaimed.And receive more glory.
我们把这一点时间恭敬地仰望你。
Lord, we give this time into your hands.
我们祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们上一次已经交通过关乎按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Brothers and sisters, I've shared previously aboutby the teaching of his anointing, abiding in the Lord.
因为在最近呢，我心中一直有一个负担。
But recently in my heart, I have had this burden.
就是我们主来的日子近了。
And it's that the day of the Lord is coming soon.
我们需要在我们的属灵预备上预备我们自己。
We must prepare ourselves spiritually.
让我们等候主的回来。
And we must, as we await for the coming of our Lord.
那我个人心中一直感觉呢，我们在许多很基要的属灵的学习上需要更多的扎实。
And I feel that we need to be further rooted in some of the elementary but crucial lessons.
所以我们过去交通过，我们需要在奉献的这件事上，确实我们是一个奉献的人。
We must be aware that we are a consecrated people.
把我们的主权呢交给主。
We have handed over our sovereignty over ourselves to the Lord.
让我们知道我们活在地上。我们是为主而活。
And we know that we're living on this earth for the Lord.
第二个呢，我们就是讲到这个学习按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And the next thing is we must learn how to abide in the Lord by the teaching of his anointing, anointing of his teaching.
我们上一次交通啊这个点的时候，主要是先讲到住在主里面。
Last time when I shared about this, we talked about abiding in the Lord.
那我们用这个约翰啊福音第十五章一到八节。
Now if we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8, we see this.
那里告诉我们主耶稣是葡萄树。
There it tells us that the Lord is the vine.
那我们是枝子。
And we are the branches.
枝子呢要连于葡萄树。
The branch must be connected to the vine.
这样的话我们就能够从葡萄树啊的树根里面它的丰富里面得着生命的供应。
And like the branch receives life and nutrients from the vine.
这样我们就能够结果子。
And only then can we as a branch bear fruit.
我们不能够信了主以后。
We can't, after we believe in the Lord.
我们好像已经得着一个不下地狱能够上天堂的一个保证。
We seem to have received this assurance that we will not go to hell, but we will go to heaven.
然后我们又在这个地上呢过一个完全与主没有相干活在肉体的情欲享受的里面。
But after we receive this assurance, we can't go on living as if we have nothing to do with the Lord. We can't go on living in our flesh.
这样主给我们的救恩就要失去它很重要的一部分的意义。
If we live like this, then the grace that we receive from the Lord loses its meaning.
因为主要我们与他联合结果子。
Because the Lord gave us this so that we may be able to be connected with Him and bear fruit for Him.
我们需要学习住在主里面。
So this is why we need to learn how to abide in the Lord.
那基本上呢上一次所交通的呢就是我们今天所读的经文的第二十八节。
Last time I shared, my last sharing was basically about verse 28.
那今天呢我们主要要注重在按着恩膏的教训。
But today, I want to focus on by the anointing of his teaching.
那恩膏的教训呢主要就是今天所讲的二十七节。
So this is encapsulated in verse 27.
二十七节呢他那里讲到说你们从主所受的恩膏住在你们心里并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
It reads in verse 27, As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things.
这里讲到呢，当他说你们有从主所受的恩膏住长存在里面，这个长存就是住的意思。
If you see, it emphasizes here that the anointing which you receive from him abides in you. In other terms, it lives within you.
弟兄们都知道呢，这个恩膏呢是指着圣灵说的。
This anointing refers to the Holy Spirit.
因为如果二十七节这句话呢，我们跟约翰福音第十四章十六十七节相比较的话 就完全明白过来。
Because if we take this verse in 1 John and compare it to that of Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16, we can more clearly see that this anointing refers to the Holy Spirit.
好，我们请大家翻到约翰福音十四章十六节。
Let's all turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 16 and 17.
他说我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师
I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper
叫他永远与你们同在
That he may be with you forever
所以当主耶稣跟他的门徒要离开的时候他应许会赐下一位保惠师来并且这位保惠师是永远与我们同在。
Before Jesus departed and left his disciples, he promised that there would be another, a helper that would come down and be with them forever.
这里讲到永远的同在。
And it says here, he will be with you forever.
弟兄姊妹，一次得救，就永远得救。
Brothers and sisters, once saved, forever saved.
然后第二十七节，这一位保惠师是谁呢？就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人啊不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们的里面。
And who is this helper? The helper is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
这一位圣灵呢，他是真理的圣灵。
This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
世界上的人不认识他。
It's a Spirit of Truth that the world does not know.
但是我们每一位信主的人，我们都认识他。
But we who believe in the Lord do know him.
因为他住在我们的里面。
Because he abides in us.
永远与我们同在。
And forever will he be with us.
刚刚诗歌所说的，他就是主自己。
Just like the hymn we just sang, the Spirit is the Lord himself.
主用另外一个形式进到我们的心中，在我们的灵里面，住在我们的里面。
God takes another form to abide in us, to live in us.
所以我们回到约翰一书第一章啊，第二章二十七节的时候。
So if we go back to 1 John chapter 2,
你们从主所受的恩膏住在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。
The anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you.
很显然，这个恩膏就是圣灵的自己。
It's clear here that anointing speaks of the Spirit himself.
但是约翰为什么不用圣灵这一个字呢？
But why doesn't John just say the Holy Spirit then?
他为什么要用恩膏呢？
Why does he use the wording the anointing?
或者他为什么不用活水呢？
Why doesn't he use the living water?
我想约翰在这里，他之所以用恩膏这一个字，
I believe the reason for John using the wording the anointing is because of this.
重在当圣灵教训我们的时候，我们灵里面那一个感觉。
It speaks to mostly when the Spirit teaches us.
因为当神的话来教训我们的时候，
Because when the word of the Lord teaches us,
我们的灵里面我们会有一种本来是一个，你比方讲在冬天的时候。
Let me use an example. Let's say we're in the winter time.
我们在室内皮肤常常会非常干燥。
During winter, our skin usually dries up when we're indoors.
我们如果抹一点这个 lotion 的话
，If we use some lotion, if we apply some lotion to our dry hands.
我们皮肤就会感到很舒服。
Our skin will feel much better, right?
当我们在寻求神的旨意的时候，
But when we're seeking after the will of the Lord,
我们的心呢，常常会有一种焦虑，或者是不安，或者是想要赶快明白啊，当向左或者向右。
Our hearts are often anxious because we want to know right away whether we should turn to the right or to the left.
但是当主的话，主的恩膏临到我们的时候，
But when the word of God, when his anointing comes upon us,
同样的会给我们灵里面一个平安舒服的感觉。
Like the lotion to our dry hands, the Spirit and his anointing will give our hearts comfort.
当这个主的话临到的时候，那一个感觉同时带着平安，带着一个舒服的安慰临到我们。
When we receive the anointing, we receive comfort.
我们知道主怎样的在这一件事上要引导我们。
And then we know how the Lord will guide us.
我们就能够跟着主平安往前行。
And then we can continue on walking with him in peace.
所以接下来他说不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
So it continues to say, you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things.
他说这里不用人教训你们只要有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
teaches, it says again, you have no need for anyone to teach you, but his anointing teaches you about all things.
我们上一次解释过这一句话。
We explained this verse last time.
我们需要再交通一次。
And I want to just review it again.
他说这里不用人教训你们。
So again, it says here, you have no need for anyone to teach you.
我们每个礼拜都听人教训我们。
But don't we come every week to have someone teach us about things?
以弗所书那里，圣保罗明明告诉我们，圣啊，我们的主升上高天，掳掠了仇敌之后。
But in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul told us that when the Lord had captured the enemy in the air,
然后赐下各样的恩赐，然后有五种恩赐来帮助教会弟兄姊妹在话语上我们能够被建立。
He gave five types of gifts to the saints on the earth so that we may be able to proclaim His word.
所以一面有人的教训。
So on one hand, we have teaching from man.
一面有恩膏的教训。
On the other hand, we have the anointing of the anointing that teaches us.
我想这两方面的教训都需要。
I believe both types of teaching are necessary.
当然，如果我们真的生命很属灵的话，我们直接从主领受那更好。
But if we are able to live a more spiritual life,it would be better if we can receive everything directly from the Lord Himself.
但是我们生命年幼，我们需要人扶持我们。
But when we are still immature and young, we need somebody to support us.
把主的话消化，如同灵奶一样供应我们。
When we are still young and immature, we need someone to digest or someone to feed us the word of God like milk is fed to a babe.
然后我们才能够在主里面长大。
And then we will slowly begin to grow and mature in the Lord.
但是实际上说来
，But in reality,
人能够教训我们、帮助我们的很有限。
The teaching and the help we can receive from man is limited.
主在圣灵里面，他是无限量。可以在任何一件事情上帮助我们。
But the Lord who teaches us through the Holy Spirit can teach us, has unlimited teaching, who can unlimited help for us.
并且那一个每一次当圣灵在恩膏里面教训我们的时候
So every time we receive teaching from His anointing,
总是让我们更多的认识主耶稣基督。
It always leads us to know the Lord Jesus more.
那这里讲到啊，这一个恩膏的教训是真实的。
So it says here that this anointing that she teaches us is true.
他这里所谓真实的，主要是跟着啊，约翰二书前面那里讲到有敌基督假教训的人出来。
And it here emphasizes that it's true in order to counter the Antichrist and the false teachings that are mentioned in 2 John.
甚至敌基督的灵也出来。
In that time, he talks about even the spirit of Antichrist has appeared.
我们却能够按着这个恩膏的教训能够分辨这一些。
And the anointing, his anointing that teaches us, allows us to be able to discern what is true and what is false.
那我们按着这个恩膏的教训，我们就能够住在主里面。
And through this anointing that teaches us, we abide in the Lord.
为什么需要住在主里面呢？
But why does it tell us that we must abide in the Lord?
因为主若显现，我们才不会惭愧。
So that when the Lord appears, we will not shrink away in shame.
我们要得到称许。
We will receive the promise.
那
praise.
什么是恩膏的教训？
So what is this anointing that teaches us?
有时候很不容易表达。
Oftentimes it's hard to explain.
但是为了帮助在我们中间这些年轻的孩子。
But in order to help.The young people here.
还有我们当中刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹们。
And for all our brothers and sisters who have only recently come to believe.
首先我们认清一件事情。
We must all be clear on one thing.
这个恩膏的教训 圣灵住在我们里面，他乐意在任何事上来引导教训我们，是我们重生得救的那一天开始就可以经历的事。
This anointing that teaches us all things, the Holy Spirit that teaches us all things, dwells in us from the very first day we believe and wants to teach us in all things from that very first day.
所以不管你们信主的年日或者是肉身上的年日即使再小，你只要真实的重生得救，有圣灵住在里面。
Then regardless of whether you've only recently, if you're young in the spirit or young in terms of how long you've actually been on this earth, the spirit will teach you.
你就能够经历到这个恩膏的教训。
The spirit will teach you and lead you into this anointing.
那这个恩膏的教训到底怎么去认识它呢？
So how do we know this, his anointing that teaches us?
我想先让弟兄姊妹思想一个问题。
I'd like to have everyone here think about this one thing.
我们在家里常常或者在公司上班，或者是在做很多私人许多的事情。
All of us are always busy doing all sorts of things, whether we're at housework or when we're in the office working, we're all doing many things.
我们在处理许多问题的时候，
and we're all trying to solve all sorts of problems.
我们常常在那里思考，
and oftentimes we are there thinking.
然后我们常常都会有 I got the idea.
And as we think, we'll sometimes arrive at an idea and say, I got it, I got the idea.
我有一个好的想法。
You'll realize, oh, I have this good idea.
圣灵对我们说话，跟世界上的事情我们在处理的时候，有一个共同点。
When the Holy Spirit teaches us something, or when we arrive at a good idea, there is one commonality.
就是当我们有一个在心思里面有一个感觉达到我们的思想，当这个思想把那个心思的构想把它具体化的时候呢，就成为我有一个就是我有那个 idea.
It's this idea this idea that surfaces up into our mindis the conjoining of what's in our heart and the realization, the concretization of that idea.
这是唯一，我只能说唯一的共同点。
This is the only commonality between both types of thoughts.
当我们在处理世界上的事情的时候，
when we're dealing with the affairs of this world,
我们的思想都是从我们的魂的心思达到我们的思想。
Our ideas and thoughts come from our flesh,
都是我们天然人而来的东西。
It's a soulish idea that things and thoughts that come from our natural man.
当然，我们的天然人是根据我们所受的教育、训练、环境、经历等等。
And our natural man is comprised of all the lessons and experiences that we've experienced from the world.
我们在处理很多事情的时候，我们就得到那一个好主意来。
So the soul, it gives us this good idea when we're trying to solve a problem.
但是今天恩膏的教训在我们的里面，我们的思想所得到的那一个好主意呢，是从灵里面出来的。
But the teaching that comes from his anointing does not come from the soul, but from the spirit, our spirit.
并且从灵里头的时候，首先我们的灵会有一个恩膏的感觉。
When we receive the teaching from his anointing, our spirit is the first one that has this feeling.
然后从那一个感觉里面，圣灵会慢慢把它发表成一个具体的行动。
And from our spirit, the Holy Spirit will slowly realize this feeling into an actual concrete idea.
然后 进入我们的心思的时候，我们就知道这是一个当行的路。
And this idea, once it comes into our mind, we then see clear that this is how we ought to go about doing something.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个两个源头是不一样的。
So brothers and sisters, the sources of these two types of ideas are different.
我举一个我个人的例子。
Let me give you a personal example.
在大概1990年代的时候。
Around the 90s,
我那时候在教会中服侍呢，就是打周报。
My service in the church at the time was to write up and print the bulletin.
然后退休会的时候也要帮忙处理很多文件。
And I was responsible for handling all the documents for the retreats.
所以我就需要买一个电脑的软体，或者是就叫软件。
So I had to buy a computer software to help me.
那在我们那个年代呢，我们很少人去买这个软体软件。
In those days, not many of us bought this software or used it.
因为呢，我们在公司上班呢，很容易就拿到这些东西。
Because we often, because at the in those days, we can easily get the same software from work.
所以很多人就拿着这些东西。放到家里的电脑里头。
So there were many people who just take the software from their work and put it into their own PCs.
你为什么要花几百块钱去买一个软件呢？
And their idea was, why would I spend so much money to buy software I can get at work?
刚开始的时候，我跟世上的人有同样的想法。
At the beginning, I had the same idea as those people.
所以主呢？当我有这个想法出现的时候
，So the Lord, when He saw that, had this idea surface in my mind.
主，他说，你不可以这样做。
The Lord told me, you cannot do this.
然后，主用圣经上一句话告诉我。
And the Lord told me this using just one passage in the Bible.
他用《使徒行传》第六章的话。
He told me using his words in Acts.
使徒行传第六章的话。
Acts chapter 6.
对不起，第五章。
I'm sorry, chapter 5.
对。OK, 第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
他说田地还没有卖不是你自己的吗
While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own?
既卖了价银不是你做主吗
And after it was sold, the field, after it was sold, was it not under your control?
你怎么心里起这意念呢
Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
很奇妙的话。
This is an amazing, it's very amazing and mysterious, this word.
有时候你会想说，为什么买软件跟这句话有关系呢？
You might think, what does buying software and this verse have to do with one another?
但是主很清楚告诉我，田地不是你的吗？
And the Lord clearly told me, is not the field yours?
田地卖了，钱不是在你手中，你自己要做主吗
？And after you have sold it, was it not yours to control?
你为什么还心里想这一些事呢
？Why do you still have conceived this deed in your heart?
出于主的话，圣灵会继续开启你的心。
The word of the Lord, when we receive, will continue to open up your heart.
所以。当这句话临到我心中的时候
，So when I received this word in my heart，
我马上明白过来。
I immediately understood what it meant。
主不要我这样做。
The Lord did not want me to do this thing，
并且主要我怎样做。
And the Lord told me what I ought to do。
因为每个月的时候，我跟其他弟兄姊妹都是一样， 我们每一个月在教会有奉献。
So every, I was, every week, like all brothers and sisters,
every month,
I had given offering to the church, like every brother and sister.
所以主就说，你每个月奉献给教会的钱。
And the Lord said to me, the offering you gave to the church every month,
是你自己在做主。
The money is under your control.
这一套软体，假设300块。
So if this offer, let's say, costs around $300,
你每个月假设奉献400块。
If you offered to the church monthly $400 each month,
那你这个月你就奉献100块。
And then this month you offer $100.
你300块拿去买软体就好了。
And just take the $300 from this month to buy that software.
我就照着这样行。
So that's what I did.
当我奉献那100块。
When I offered that $100 that month.
当我买了那一个软体之后。
And when I, after I bought that software.
我心中非常的喜乐。
My heart was filled with joy.
因为我知道我的主看重我。要我成为一个对的人，更看重我拿多少钱奉献给教会。
Because the Lord, I saw me. He saw, he wanted me to become the person he wanted me to be.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的话，神的教训是非常真实的。
So brothers and sisters, the teaching we receive from the Lord, his word is true.
这样，当我们按着神的教训，我们就自然住在主里面。
And as we go on by this anointing that teaches us, He will abide in us.
很多时候，主只把一句简单的话给我们。
Oftentimes, the Lord will just give us a simple few words,
或者一句简单的感觉给我们。
Or a simple feeling he will give us.
如同膏油在我们的心中一样。
And it will be like an anointing on our hearts.
但是主必定会把更多的启示放在我们的心中，让我们心得着更大的开启。
But the Lord will surely give us more revelation and open up our hearts even more.
这是对主的真知识。
This is true to the Lord.
这个我盼望年轻的弟兄姊妹你们听得懂。
And I pray that you, every young person here understands what I'm saying.
这非常实际。
This is true and real.
并且我们每一个基督徒应该从信主那一天开始。
We as Christians, on the very first day we believe,
我们要学习常常寻求主的面，让主的话来对我们说话。
We must learn to seek after the Lord's face and His word that teaches us.
好，那我们今天呢，要花很多的时间来讲这个怎样按着恩膏的教训。
Today we'll spend some time to share about how we can go about by the anointing that His anointing that teaches us.
主要分成两个部分。
And I have divided this into two parts.
那这两个部分，一部分呢，讲到圣经啊，所讲到的这个关乎我们整个灵的一个功用。
One part is talking about the role, the function of our spirit.
这一个部分呢，如果弟兄姊妹读过属灵人，
if any of you have read the book The Spiritual Man,
或者啊读过江弟兄。江守道弟兄所写的这个属灵的操练
，or the spiritual exercise, a book by Brother Kong. If you've read this,
或者有一个姊妹所写的啊，这个姊妹叫 Mary McDonald,
or a book by a sister named Mary McDonald.
她所写的一本书叫做 神救赎的计划。
She wrote a book about the salvation plan of God.
对，所以这些书全部都讲同样一个信息。
All three books talk about the same message.
就是当他们提到灵的功用的时候，都是讲到同样的事情。
That is, whenever they touch upon the role of the Spirit, they say the same thing.
然后今天时间的关系呢，也许我们只能等到下一步呢，下一次的时候呢，我们再讲我们怎样能够在这个学习过程当中更多越来越进入明白啊，这个圣明白属灵的引导。
Perhaps due to time constraints, we'll have to reserve the sharing about how we can learn to be led by the Spirit in the next session.
在这几十年来呢，我个人慢慢有一点很粗浅的学习。
In these past couple of decades, I only have begun to scratch the surface of this lesson.
但是我愿意跟弟兄姊妹有一点点的分享。
But I am willing to share with all of you a little bit of what I've learned.
所以我们先讲第一部分灵的功用。
So let's first dive in to the function, the role of the Spirit.
这是一个让我们对于我们灵的功用有一个基本的认识。
And my sharing will give us all a basic understanding of this concept,
the role of the Spirit. 这能够很重要的帮助我们。
And this will be very helpful to all of us.
所以第一个我们首先来看人的构造。
So first, let's look at the structure, the makeup of man.
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
23节。
Verse 23.
愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里特别弟兄姊妹讲到你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Here it clearly says, may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete.
神在我们每一个人的身上的构造呢，就是这三个部分。
The structure, the makeup of man, how God made us to be, consists of these three parts.
乃是灵与魂与身体。
That is our spirit, our soul, and our body.
今天在基督教里面，硬要把人变成两个部分。
But in traditional Christian teachings today, they make man into a two-part person.
他们讲到人只有身体跟灵魂。
And they say that the man only consists of a soul and a body.
但是实际上说来，圣经很清楚在这里告诉我们，我们是三个部分。
But in actuality, it says clearly that man is tripartite. There's three parts to us.
并且经很清楚告诉我们，这里有一个次序。
And it also clearly shows us in the Bible that these three parts have an order.
乃是灵、魂，然后身体。
It's the spirit first, then the soul, and then the body.
灵是我们与神交通的那一个器官。
The spirit is that spiritual organ through which we fellowship or commune with God.
然后魂是我们这一个人的各个的所在。
And the soul is our individuality.
我们这个魂代表我们这一个人。
So the soul represents us personally.
然后我们的身体与这个自然的环境能够互相接触。
And the body is that through which we interact with the physical world.
并且神乃是要我们的灵能够支配我们的魂。
And the Lord desires that our spirit may have control over our soul.
并且我们的魂能够支配我们的身体。
And then our soul has control over our body.
所以这是非常重要的一个神当初造人的一个次序。
So this order of the three parts is in a very important order in how the Lord created us.
并且灵它有三个主要的功用。
Especially since the Spirit has three particular roles or functions.
第一个乃是良心。
The first is conscience.
第二个直觉。
The second is intuition.
第三个是交通。
The third is communion or fellowship.
待会我们要仔细的来讲这三个部分。
And we'll talk about each one in more detail.
然后我们的魂。
And our soul.
我们有思想。
We have our thoughts.
意志。
We have our will.
我们有情感。
We have our emotions.
然后我们这一个人都是透过我们思想、意志、情感把我们这一个人表达出来。
And our individuality, our own personality is expressed through these three things.
然后我们的身体。
And then we have our body.
我们的身体，我们有眼睛可以看。
We have eyes to see.
我们有鼻子可以呼吸，可以闻东西。
We have a nose to breathe and to smell things.
我们有耳朵可以听。
We have ears to hear.
我们嘴巴可以说话，可以吃东西。
We have a mouth to eat food and to speak.
我们有身体可以接触环境的冷和热。
We have a body that can feel both hot and cold.
不叫我们这个身体受到伤害。
So that we will not do damage to our body.
所以神的构造在我们这个人身上是非常的奇妙。
So this structure in the way the Lord has put us together is very amazing.
但是当人犯罪了以后
But after man fell, after man sinned,
在没有犯罪以前这三个次序、啊、在亚当的身上我们可以看见是和谐的。
Well, let's say before man sinned, these three parts in Adam were seen very clearly.
神可以在灵里面和亚当、啊、自由的交通。
God could commune without obstruction with Adam's spirit.
亚当在灵里面可以、啊、管制他的魂，管制他的身体。
And Adam, his spirit, was able to control his soul and thus his body.
但是当人犯罪以后
But once Adam sinned,
人的灵死了。
The spirit of man died.
当人的灵死了以后，我们的魂怎么办？
With the spirit out of the picture, what is our soul to do?
因为当人的灵原来是可以管理我们的魂。
Because originally, the purpose of the spirit was to control our soul.
可是当人吃了知识善恶树的果子，吃的那日必定死。
But once man took and eighth, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, he would die for sure.
不是身体的死，乃是灵里面首先死掉。
But this death is not of the body, but of the spirit.
换句话说，跟神没有办法再来往交通。
In other words, the connection with God was severed.
人的魂就跟我们的身体结合，
and then,
并且受他的瑕疵。
And our soul then became one with our body and became enslaved to it.
所以到了创世纪第六章第三节。
So if we look at Genesis chapter 6 verse 3,
圣经告诉我们人既属乎血气。
Says, man is flesh and blood.
耶和华的灵就不住在他们中间。
So the spirit of Jehovah would not strive with them forever.
所以我们就看见人因着灵死了以后
So now after the death, after the spirit of man died,
我们每一个人就活在这个属乎血气，就是属乎肉体的里头。
We became a being that lived in our flesh, in our soul.
我们不晓得神的心意是如何。
And we no longer were able to see or tell the will of the Lord. will of God.
人开始活着是以自我为中心。
And then man began to live for themselves, for what they wanted.
什么都要满足我。
Everything they do must satisfy the self.
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life.
这就是人属乎肉体的光景。
This is the condition of man, a fallen man.
但是当神拯救我们的时候
But once the Lord saved us,
同样的神首先乃是在我们的灵里面拯救我们。
Once God saved us, He saved us in our spirit.
当神拯救我们的时候，我们的灵活过来。
When we were saved, our spirit was made alive.
其实，当我们重生得救的那一刹那，神在我们的灵里面做了很多奇妙的事。
On that very moment when we were born again, the Lord did an amazing work on us.
最起码有四件事情。
At the very least, He did four things.
我们从圣经就可以看到。
We can see this from the Bible.
第一个呢，他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
The first thing is, He made us alive together with Christ.
那是指着我们的灵，死的灵重新活过来。
That is the resurrection, the revival of our spirit.
这是以弗所书第二章第五节第六节。
This is written in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 5-6.
第二个，我们因信耶稣基督而得生命。
The second is, once we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have life.
这是在约翰二十章三十一节。
This is seen in John chapter 20, verse 31.
第三个，我们有圣灵内住在我们的里面。
The third is we have the indwelling of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚我们所读的约翰十四章十六十七节。
Brothers and sisters, in the passage we read in John chapter 14, verse
13
and
14. 16
and
17. 16
and
17. 然后第四个。就是我们的良心重新得着洁净。
And that's what we read in those verses. And the fourth thing is we have a clean conscience, a good conscience.
就是希伯来书第九章十四节。
Which is in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
我们请大家看一下那一节的圣经。
Let's turn to that passage in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 9, verse
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
这个心，中文没有这中文的小字叫做良心。
So in,
yeah, that's conscience. That's
so
right.
We're talking here about conscience.
所以这四个部分，当我们重生得救的时候，神已经在我们的里面把这个灵完全的恢复过来。
So when we are saved, the Lord, makes our spirit alive again and does these four things.
那我们现在主要就先来看良心的三个主要的功用。
So first, now let's look at the first one, conscience, and its three main.
对不起，灵里面的三个功用就是良心、直觉和交通。
I'm sorry, I meant to say, let's look at the functions of the spirit, which are conscience, intuition, and communion or fellowship.
良心在我们人类的里面，当亚当被造的时候，良心就在人的心中。
Conscience existed in Adam when he was first created.
因为它是灵的一个部分。
Because it is a part of his spirit.
那良心主要的功用是什么呢？
So what is the main role of the conscience, of conscience?
我们看一下罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章第十五节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 15.
这是显明律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
They show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them.
这个良心呢，有人称它就叫是非之心。
This, some people call conscience as
wrong,
having a mind to be able to discern what is right and wrong.
对，良心呢，特别重要的一个功用，它的功用呢，就是让我们知道是跟非。
One of the important roles or functions of the conscience is that it tells us what is right and what is wrong.
就是对和错。
What is good and bad, right and wrong?
就是对和错 right and wrong. Okay. 所以当人犯罪以后
So once man sinned,
因着罪的玷污我们良心的标准越来越低
Because of the blemish of sin, our conscience and its functionality became less and less diminished.
这个从人类一个社会的道德标准我们就可以看得出来。
We can see this very clearly in the moral standard of the world.
你如果到非洲去，还有一些在吃人的地方那些吃人族。
If you go to Africa, there are still some tribes there that are cannibals.
他们杀了人，把特别是他们的敌人，他们把敌人杀掉，然后把他们吃掉。
These cannibalistic tribes there will kill often their enemies and then eat them.
这个对我们住在比较文明社会的人。
For us who live in a more civilized place,
我们觉得是不可思议的事情。
This is something that we can't even imagine.
但是他们做这些事情，他们觉得心里很平安。
But for these tribes, when they do this, they are perfectly at peace in their heart.
我们神这个良心给我们。
The Lord has given us His conscience.
在罗马书这里让我们看见乃是要来帮助规范人的行为。
In Romans, it tells us this conscience for us to help us to stipulate how we ought to walk.
因为外邦人没有律法来规范他们。
Because the Gentiles did not have a law that would tell them what to do or not to do.
但是良心在人的里面成为人的规范。
But conscience in our hearts became our law.
但是因为人犯了罪以后
But after man sinned,
这个良心受了玷污，这个标准越来越低。
Our conscience became tainted and then it diminished.
以至于低到一个地步，犯了罪也觉得平安。
Our conscience in its original state diminished to a point where even when we sinned, we would not think it's wrong.
但是感谢主，当我们重生得救以后
But we thank the Lord, thank God that after we became saved,
神借着耶稣基督的宝血把我们良心的一个亏欠呢洗得干净。
God cleansed our consciences with the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的良心的标准重新回到神造我们的时候该有的那个情形。
So when we are saved, our conscience returns to that standard that God had originally set.
另外插出一句话。
Let me say something else.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来。
The Lord said, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, come to me.
我叫你们得安息。
I will give you rest.
虽然人在地上可以做很多事情。
Although man, people on this earth can do many things.
虽然良心的标准一直往下降。
Even as the level, this moral standard in our conscience continues to fall.
但是当人做了恶事以后，
When man sins and does something evil,
在人的良心里面，那个控告的声音好像已经没有了。
And it seems that in the world, when you sin and do an evil deed, that rebuke from your conscience seems to be gone.
但是那一个罪所带来的重担仍然存在他的良心里面。
But the weight of the guilt from his actions, of their actions, continues to remain in their heart.
所以主才说，凡劳苦担重担的人。
So that's why the Lord says to these people, those who are weary and heavy laden.
还不是外面工作的劳苦。
It's not, they're not heavy laden from their manual physical labor.
更是指着在良心里面那一个重担。
But he's speaking more of to the fact of their being heavy laden in their hearts, in their conscience.
这一个重担叫人知道他在神面前是一个有罪的人。
This burden in their conscience tells them that they are a sinner before the Lord, before God.
所以需要主的宝血来洁净。
And they know that they need the precious blood of Christ to be cleansed from these sins.
只有当人的罪蒙赦免之后，
Only after the sins of man are forgiven,
那一个良心的重担才会脱落。
Can that burden on their conscience be dropped?
并且我们那一个良心的标准重新回到该有的正常的地位。
And only then will it allow our conscience to return to that standard originally set by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天重新得啊，重新有一个啊正直，就是有一个清洁的良心，我们必须要有一个责任，就是维持那一个清洁的良心。
So brothers and sisters, now that we have recovered that conscience, a clean conscience now, our job now is to maintain that level in our conscience.
良心呢，也有可能啊，它的标准呢，会受我们这个人属灵知识啊，或者我们知识的影响。
Our conscience, or that standard we have in our conscience, may be affected. Will be affected by our spiritual knowledge.
那这个影响呢，就是说，当保罗啊，就是说，当我们知识越来越清楚的时候呢，我们那个良心的标准就会跟着我们的知识会受调整。
So, in other words, the more we understand spiritual things, the more we know, our conscience will change.
你比方讲，在保罗的书信里面，多次提到吃肉、吃素，或者是啊拜偶像之物，可不可以吃？当然，都是神所造的，我们感谢祝福就可以吃。
Paul mentioned in many of his letters, talking about whether we should eat meat, whether we should eat vegetables, whether we should eat food sacrificed to idols. And of course, it says that all these things are created by God and are good, and we, by faith, can eat it.
但是因为有一些弟兄姊妹在当时的时代，他们是从小拜偶像拜惯的人。
But at that time, there were many of the believers there who grew up worshipping idols before they believed.
他们受那一个辖制，所以他们不敢去吃。
Their conscience was still bound by their upbringing, so they were afraid. They wouldn't dare eat food sacrificed to idols.
但是他们吃了，他们良心会控告他们。
For these people, if they ate food sacrificed to idols, their conscience would accuse them.
但是这个 那一些有知识的人，他们感谢了主，他们就是可以吃的。
But those who are more mature, spiritually aware, they thank the Lord for the food and they could eat it with peace in their with peace of mind.
所以弟兄姊妹，但是我想就着我们操练的经历来说。
So according to our spiritual experience and discipline and exercise,
我们今天知识到达什么程度，我们良心的标准在什么地方，我们就按着那时候的光景，我们来行事为人。
Our conscience, our moral standard, goes hand in hand with our spiritual awareness and knowledge. So we should act according to the condition of our conscience at that time.
最后一个就是当我们犯了罪，良心控告我们怎么办？
Another thing, if we sin and our conscience rebukes or accuses us,
我们弟兄姊妹记得约翰一书的话。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember what we read in 1 John?
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9。
约翰一书第一章第九节，他说我们若说自己没有罪，自己无罪是自欺，真理不在我们心里。第九节，对不起，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以当我们犯了罪，良心控告我们不安，我们只要重新在心里认罪悔改，主耶稣的宝血再一次洗净我们，维持一个清洁的良心。
When we sin and we are accused by our conscience, we would only have to confess our sins to the Lord and have our consciences cleansed by His blood.
第二个，我们来看一下直觉。
My second point, let's look at intuition.
直觉呢，就是我们这里所特别交通的，我们在直觉的里面明白恩膏的教训。
We shared before on this that in we have this intuition to understand the teaching, his teaching.
我们请看一下希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第五章十三节十四节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 to 14.
希伯来书第五章十四节十三节，他说：“凡只能吃奶的，都是不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。”
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹。
But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
所以这里讲到心窍。
So here it says the senses trained.
心窍呢，就是我们这里所讲的直觉。
So these senses trained to discern, to know, to understand is what we call intuition here.
并且他讲到我们需要习练的通达。
And we must have these senses trained, this intuition trained to perfection.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要不断的去操练。
So we, brothers and sisters, we have to continue to practice these senses.
这样我们就能够分辨这个好歹，就是善与恶。
Only then can we be able to discern good and evil.
你知道我们人类祖宗为什么犯罪？
Do you know why our ancestors sinned?
因为他们吃了分别知识善恶树上的果子。
Because they ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们吃了这个果子以后，不需要依靠神去明白善跟恶，他自己独立，然后 能够分别善恶。
This means that after they ate of the fruit, they did no longer need to rely on God to know good and evil. They can use their own senses to discern good and evil.
但是主告诉我们，离了我，你们不能做什么。
The Lord tells us that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
所以我们要能够分别善恶。
So in order for us, so we must be able to discern good and evil.
弟兄姊妹一定要搞清楚，良心是是与非。
Brothers and sisters, we must be clear on this. Conscience is talking about right and wrong.
直觉呢，是分别善跟恶。
But our intuition helps us discern between good and evil.
什么是善恶?
What is good and evil?
圣经告诉我们，只有神是善的。
The Bible tells us that only God is good.
所以分别善恶乃是明白神的旨意。
So discerning good and evil means to know God's will.
因为当照着神的旨意而行，那才是善的。
Only when we walk according to God's will are we doing good.
即使在人的眼光再好再对，不是出于神的旨意都是恶的。
People can do all sorts of things that are good in their eyes, but if it's not from God, it's not good.
这个不是对错的问题。
This has nothing to do with right or wrong.
这个乃是善是不是出于神的，还是出于我自己的。
The question here, is it from God or is it from yourself?
这个在圣经里面有很多的例子。
There are many examples of this in the Bible.
你比方讲以扫跟雅各。
For example, Esau and Jacob.
以扫藐视长子的名分。
Esau despised his birthright.
他在神的眼光看他是恶的。
And in God's eyes, Esau was evil.
你知道以扫这个人比雅各好多了。
Do you know that Esau, in many aspects, was much better than Jacob?
他人非常的讲义气。
He's very loyal and very, you know, man's man.
不会像他的弟弟雅各一样常常搞小动作。
He was not like his younger brother Jacob, always scheming.
但是神不看这些。
But God did not look at these things in Esau.
神看他们心中是不是羡慕神的旨意。
God was looking into their hearts and seeing which if their hearts were after his will, his heart.
扫罗跟大卫。
Another example is Saul and David.
扫罗是一个很好的王。
Saul, by many accounts, was a very good king.
在人的眼光来看。
At least in the eyes of man.
他带以色列人出入征战。
He led the people of Israel into victory in many battles.
他听百姓的话，神要他做什么，他可以不要听神的话，但是百姓要他做什么，他乖乖的听百姓的话。
And Saul always did whatever the people asked of him. He could ignore what God wanted him to do, but he would always listen to his people.
但是他是被神所弃绝的。
But he was a king that was forsaken by God.
因为他只听人的话，他完全拒绝神对他的吩咐。
Because he only hearkened to the voices of the people and did not listen to God.
大卫在人的眼光当中，他犯了很多甚至人都不会做的罪。
David, he did many things that were egregious in the eyes of man.
但是神却称大卫，他是一个合神心意的人。
Yet God called David a man after his own heart.
因为大卫心的深处，他完全顺服神。
Because in the depths of David's heart, he was obedient to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个直觉 对我们来说很重要。
So brothers and sisters, this intuition in our spirit is very important.
并且在希伯来书十四章这里第五章十四节这里告诉我们
Especially since here in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14
唯独长大成人的人才能吃干粮，因为他们的心窍已经习练的通达。
But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
并且他们能够分辨神的旨意是什么。
In other words, they're able to discern what is God's will.
所以这个就是我们今天讲到直觉，我们必须要在这一个点上多多的操练。
So this is the main topic for today, intuition. This is what we need to practice and train ourselves more today.
我从旧约里面给大家一个例子。
I'm going to cite an example from the Old Testament.
因为有很多人有时候会有一个困惑，主既然已经把许多的话给我们，为什么还要我们去有一个直觉的功能。
Some people may be thinking the Lord has already given us so much of his word. Why do we still need to rely on intuition to discern?
我们请看一下出埃及记二十八章三十节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 28 verse 30.
当以色列人神在西乃山下已经把律法借着摩西完整的告诉他们。
After God had has already showed his law to the Israelites at Mount Sinai through Moses.
第三十节。
In verse 30.
又要将乌林和土民放在决断的胸牌里，亚伦进了耶和华面前的时候要带在胸前，在耶和华面前常将以色列人的决断胸牌带在胸前。
You shall put in the breastpiece of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. And Aaron shall carry the judgment of the sons of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually.
在旧约的时候不仅一面有律法，
In the Old Testament we have the law.
并且在大祭司的胸牌在这个以弗所里面有放在胸牌的里面有放了乌灵跟土民。
But also on the breastpiece of judgment, we see there was also the Urim and Thummim.
并且这两个东西呢是要决断的胸牌。
This Urim and Thummim was on the breastpiece of judgment.
是负责来决断一切的事情。
It was responsible for carrying out the judgment over all things.
然后他们实际上行动的时候在民数记二十七章。
And when they were, we see that this was applied in Numbers 27.
民数记二十七章二十一节那里讲到。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 21, it says this.
他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断在耶和华面前为他求问，他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。
Moreover, he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his command they shall go out, and at his command they shall come in, both he and the sons of Israel with him.
这个他呢，是指着耶稣亚说的。
So this he is talking about Eleazar.
Joshua.
Joshua.
耶稣亚率领以色列的百姓要去得那地为业。
So Joshua led the people to claim the land as their inheritance.
并且以利亚撒大祭司在他们的中间。
And Eleazar the high priest was among them.
大祭司的决断胸牌。
On the breastpiece of the judgment which the high priest wore.
那时候已经没有云柱跟火柱了。
At that time, there was no longer the pillar of cloud or fire.
借着决断的胸牌， 告诉这一位领袖跟所有以色列的百姓当行的路。
But it was through this breastpiece of judgment that the Israelites received command on what they ought to do.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是非常重要的直觉的功用。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important aspect of intuition.
我们今天就先停在这里。
I will pause my sharing here for today.
下一次我们继续交通后半段。
We will continue on the next part in our next session.
我们请再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
你实在是爱我们，并且爱我们到底。
Lord, you love us. You love us to the very end.
你没有撇下我们为孤儿。
You didn't leave us behind as orphans.
你是在圣灵里面与我们同在。
And you abide in us in the Spirit.
让我们能够因着你内住的圣灵，我们仍然知道主与我们同在。
And through the indwelling of the Spirit, we know that the Lord is with us.
我们能够有主你在凡事上教训我们。
Lord, you will teach us in all things.
叫我们能够学习住在主里面。
You'll teach us how to abide in you.
使主回来的时候，让我们在你面前不致羞愧。
So that when you come again, we will not shrink away in shame.
我们把这些话交托仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, we give these words into your gracious hands.
不仅你把话赐给我们。
You not only gave us your word.
并且你要在圣灵里面将这些话带入那一个实际的里头。
You will bring these words into our hearts and make it into reality.
成为我们每一天生活的益处。
And become a benefit to our daily living.
我们把感谢归给你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.